With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. It is a Tuesday. We are live in Los Angeles. NBA playoffs start tonight. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. I have got some thoughts on J.J. McCarthy. I finally figured out J.J. McCarthy. The dream team would clobber the men's basketball Olympic team that's going to Paris. I'll get into that. But Caitlin Clark, she sold out WNBA jerseys in 1 hour on Fanatics. I thought they had an endless supply. She sold them out in an hour. They got 1,000 people to the draft last night. Those tickets sold out in 15 minutes.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's amazing. You never know where stars are going to come from. Like in Los Angeles, I think it was in the 80s, Fernando Mania.
Oh, that's right.
It was unbelievable. Who would have guessed that? And I want to start with that. Is that Caitlin Clark got me to a TV last night. I'd never watched the WNBA draft. And I watched the first 45 minutes of the WNBA draft. You know, you have pull. You have it. When you get me to a television set, and I know what's going to happen. I always said, Titanic's a great movie. I watched it 3 times. I knew the boat sank. I knew the ending. I knew what happened. You read the books. It still got me to a movie theater. That's power. You never know where the stars come from. The highest compliment you can pay anybody in this frenetic, distracted world, entertainment, iPhones, TikTok everywhere. The greatest compliment you can get somebody, me, last night, to sit down in front of a TV and watch something I don't normally watch when I knew the outcome. I knew how it was going to end. Caitlin Clark goes number one. And I recognized many of the top 10, 12 picks. I'm not going to recognize many of the top 12 NBA draft picks. The NBA draft has become like the Oscars. A lot of stuff that won't get me to a theater. I'll take your word for it. Those foreign films are great. I don't know exactly why Caitlin Clark is this popular. I mean, she's great. There's so many great athletes. She's non-controversial. She plays women's college basketball. But I think a lot of it is in a world where all these sports leagues are trying to siphon more money out of you. I mean, you watch the Yankees, they're on 6 different streaming services. This channel, that channel, this channel. Where's baseball? Where's the MLS? March Madness. Iowa Hawkeyes, little flashy, likable player, has really good range. She gives me what I know. I've said this about the NFL. It's the only league, I say, when do you watch the NFL? You not only give me the day, Sunday, but you give me the times you watch it. Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, they're on their 8th Mission Impossible. Taylor Swift, Caitlin Clark, March Madness numbers, NFL numbers up. All mostly domestic. All things we've watched for years. The crazier the world gets, the more global it gets. And I think the NBA's got more great players than ever. Globalization. Caitlin Clark is what you know. Iowa, little underdog, March Madness, broadcast television mostly, or cable. It's just fascinating to watch. The things that get me to a TV in a theater, I know it's getting bigger out there, and the streaming services, and I got to have this plus and that streaming, and I find myself seeking simple, seeking dependable, seeking traditional, and I'm watching last night, and I'm like, oh, I know that player, I know that player, I know that program, I watched that program. Comfort food. That was like comfort television last night. I'm busy. I'm distracted. I don't want to pay for another cable channel. I don't want to pay for another streaming service. March Madness ratings up. NFL ratings up. I mean, I'm trying to explain the unexplainable. Well, she's a really good player. Her ratings were bigger than everything except the NFL. Iowa women's basketball. Dependable, traditional, non-confrontational, fun, easy to consume, likable, and I've seen it before, the Big Ten and March Madness. Got me to a television set last night. Here's Caitlin Clark after.
When you're kind of just sitting at a table waiting for your name to be called, I think that really allows the emotions to feed you, and you're with your family. Like, obviously, playing a basketball game, I'm not out there with my family, so sharing that moment with them and enjoying it and people that have really had my back and believed in me more than anyone is super special. You know, I'm 22 years old, and I don't have all the answers in the world. This is something new to me. This is a new challenge, and that's something I'm excited for.
So I always try to find out, and you're always looking for a common thread in the NFL. How do you know what quarterback's going to hit? And so there was a story this morning that J.J. McCarthy, the Michigan quarterback, that scouts many agree that he is not a first-round pick, but yet he may go in the top 10. I told you the first time I watched him, I thought, Hammenegger, he's okay. It's Harbaugh, it's Michigan, the O-line, the run game, the defense. I don't get it. And so there's a lot of different opinions right now on him. And so we're always trying to figure out, and so are NFL teams, what's the common thread? How do we predict to a higher level who's going to make it, who's not going to? So I went to the last 10 drafts. And there are 12, we can argue, but 12 quarterback hits in the last 10 drafts. C.J. Stroud, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Herbert, Burrow, Lamar, Jalen, Jordan Love, Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff. Franchise guys. Franchise guys. The school clearly doesn't matter because Josh Allen went to Wyoming. Jared Goff went to Cal. Jordan Love went to Utah State. I mean, Lamar Jackson went to Louisville. That's an okay program. So the school doesn't matter. Size is mostly overrated. Kyler Murray's small. Josh Allen's a giant. You'd rather be bigger than smaller, but Lamar Jackson came in really spindly, and Josh Allen didn't. And Patrick Mahomes, the greatest maybe ever, is average size, 6'2". The franchise history can matter, but it doesn't matter that much. Trevor Lawrence got the Jags to the playoffs. Kyler Murray did the same to Arizona in a division with Pete Carroll, Kyle Shanahan, and Sean McVay. And Joe Burrow got the Bengals to a Super Bowl. So what over the last 10 drafts of the 12 quarterback hits? Now, hit can be Mahomes. It can be Goff. A hit can be Josh Allen. It can be Kyler. But they're hits. They're franchise guys. The only criteria that I have found that I can depend on, it's one of two things that gives you a higher probability to be a franchise guy, a high-end franchise guy. Number one, you either in college elevated an average or a weaker roster. Lamar Jackson, Goff, Dak, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Jordan Love. Justin Herbert had Penei Sewell at left tackle, but no other great NFL player on offense. So 7-8 of the guys elevated at the college level. They took a college roster that was okay, and they elevated it to a Rose Bowl, a Big Bowl. Or the second criteria that becomes an NFL hit in the last decade, that you're on a stacked team, but you're insane productive. Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma, 52 total touchdowns his last year. Joe Burrow's last year at LSU, 65 touchdowns. Kyler Murray, Oklahoma, 5,300 yards, 54 touchdowns. So you're either one of two. You elevate an average college roster or a weak one, or on a stacked roster, you're Superman. J.J. McCarthy's neither. He had average stats on a stacked roster. He's neither. That's my issue. If you go to the last decade, we get about 1.3 quarterbacks per draft that hit. We have six, four for sure, maybe six first-round quarterbacks. You got to either show me in college that you took a Wyoming, a Texas Tech, a Mississippi State, an Oregon roster, and took it to a different level, a Rose Bowl, a big game. You took it to a different level. Or you're on one of these traditionally stacked rosters in Oklahoma, Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Michigan, but you put up crazy numbers. You jump through the television set. With J.J. McCarthy, not the first one and not the second one. He had 25 total touchdowns last year on a team that blew out a lot of people. He had one 300-yard game. So when I push back on J.J. McCarthy, I've been trying to figure out what is it. I mean, he's 6'3", he's tall enough. He won a bunch of games, but he didn't elevate a team that had average players, and he didn't put up rip-roaring, crazy, productive numbers like all the other guys that are hits in the NFL. So his Michigan experience is not an NFL experience where you will go to a crappy team in the top 10 and have to elevate an average roster. Or maybe you go to a stacked roster on a great team in the NFL, but that's very rare. Most of those great teams already have great quarterbacks. So there's my answer. There's my answer on J.J. McCarthy. Jason, much higher on him than I am. That's okay. I'm a little higher on Bo Nix than everybody else. That's okay. But I think our biggest argument, because you love all these new young NBA players, and although I do think the league is never been more talented, the Team USA has finalized the roster for Paris.
Stop it.
Thank God LeBron, Steph, and KD showed up.
Jeez. Wow.
Otherwise, what an indictment of AAU basketball.
Woo. Woo. Oh, you're coming in hot on a Tuesday.
Stinker.
How many beverages did you have last night?
Half of one beer.
You are fired
up. Watching the WNBA draft.
I'll say this. The J.J. McCarthy take was a good one. That made me think. I did not just... Like, we saw him, we watched him, game manager, if you will, right? Did what was asked of him, didn't make a lot of mistakes.
Very Alabama-like.
I feel bad for pushing him as a top 10 guy in, like, November.
Well, end up there.
He's great value at, like, 22. Great value. Imagine plugging him into the Miami offense or the Minnesota offense later in the first round.
Yeah, but how about start for New England game one?
Oh, stop. Come on.
Start for the Giants.
Come on. That's...
what everybody tells me. I mean, I went back to 10 drafts and I found the 12 hits. And you may not like Kyler Murray, but if you can take Arizona and that circus to the playoffs in that division, you're a hit.
So
Dak Prescott, I may be critical. He wins 12 games a year. Dak is a hit.
I think, was it your buddy Schrager that had the Giants trading up for J.J. McCarthy or something like that in his mock draft? Somebody texted me something about
trading
that.
Up for him.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a lot of stuff today. I got to have my say on the Paris Olympic team.
We're going to need an hour for that topic alone, okay? It's going to get heated because it's not a discussion. The Dream Team would get... The 92 Dream Team. Are you talking about the competition for the 92 Dream Team? Angola?
I'm talking about this Team USA if you took LeBron, Steph, and Durant off it.
Well, why would you do that? Why would you take three of the top, I don't know, 15 players in the history of the sport? Why would you take them off the team?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ. And the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued is one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Listen, I like new stuff. J-Mac likes new stuff. I am a fan of trying to find the next cool thing. Not a big rear view mirror guy, more of a windshield guy. That's fine. But not everything that's new is better. And we tend to over romanticize what life used to be. But boxing did used to be better. A college basketball, when a Tim Duncan would stay in school, a Patrick Ewing for 3 or 4 years, men's college basketball was absolutely better. And so was our domestic product in the NBA, our domestic stars who went to high school and then college. Now it's AAU nonsense. So they announced the Team USA final roster. I think they have one more player to add. Take LeBron James and Steph Curry off this roster. Yikes. Bam Adebayo has once in his career averaged over 20 a game. On the Dream Team, David Robinson averaged over 23 without the benefit of a three-point shot 7 times. Look at the Dream Team. Let's make a comp here. Magic, MJ, Bird, Malone, Stockton, Drexler, Ewing, Barkley, Robinson. That team was so good, Reggie Miller didn't make it. Isaiah Thomas didn't make it. Dominique could average 28.5 the same year, didn't make it. I can do it all, Charles Barkley. Score down low. Perimeter transition, you get score only, Devin Booker. I get the greatest shooting guard ever, MJ. You get 22-year-old Ant Robinson. I get 2 titles, David Robinson. You get never made it past the second round, Joel Embiid. I get killer instinct, Magic, and MJ. You get, hey, you take the shot this time, Jason Tatum. This is an indictment of what's happening to our basketball culture. AAU, no hard high school coaching, maybe a G League, leave to make money, don't play in college basketball, take out Steph and LeBron, that era, and it's ending. Think I'm wrong, go back. I get the greatest point guard ever and the greatest leader, MJ, you get Tyrese Halliburton. He's a good player. But go back. The basketball culture in America is a mess. The AAU culture. Our domestic stars, the best players in this league, are all international. Number one draft pick, probably a French shooting guard coming up. Probably. I went back to the Tokyo Olympics, 2020. Tokyo Olympics. Look at the Team USA basketball roster. No LeBron, no Steph. JaVale McGee, Chris Middleton, Zach LaVine, Keldon Johnson, Jeremy Grant. Nothing against those guys. But you take out the old school stars in the NBA right now. I'll throw in KD, Steph, LeBron. Look at our team. That's what AAU basketball has created. Not getting hard coaching in high school. Not getting dependable coaching in high school. Not going to college anymore. First great coaching you get is often your second or third coach in the NBA. Because all those top players go to bad teams that cycle through coaches. So I know everybody loves the new stuff. And I mostly do. But that dream team would take this team apart at the seams. All players in their prime. This team is old LeBron or 22-year-olds. That team was 27, 28, 29 in their prime. Championship players. Best in the world ever at their position. Wildly competitive. Didn't grow up with AAU basketball where you play 16 games a weekend. And it's not really about winning games. Those guys, you turn the lights off. You put a dream team guy in a room with a current guy here. Who's coming out? One guy comes out. One guy survives. The AAU guy or MJ? Or Magic? Or Barkley? Or Malone? Or Stockton? I'm sorry, but I look at that. That is an indictment on what American basketball culture has become. Thank God for Steph and LeBron. Take him off that team. It's 22-year-olds. It's a bunch of kids. By the way, last five or six MVPs, going to be another one this year. Who are the MVP candidates this year? Luka, Jokic, SGA. Last year, Embiid, Giannis. Got a little trend. Got a little trend going on. LeBron will be 40 this summer. That's our Team USA savior. Can you imagine if the NFL didn't have college football as a feeding system, had some sort of AAU football thing, and Tom Brady, not Mahomes, not Allen, Tom Brady at 44 was our savior if we had Olympic football. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm being old guy at the hardware store yelling. I'll take that dream team. 27, 28, 29-year-old competitive guys in their prime. Their practices have made documentaries. They do documentaries on like the dream team and how hard the practices were.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
You said you were looking for a day off today?
No. I have a buddy who, how do I put this politely? He is his own boss all the time. And, yeah. You know, he's like, hey, Jay, do you want to go for a run this morning? And I was like, I got to go to work, you know. Nice morning.
Does he get free smoothies at his work? Because I got a free smoothie.
I don't think money's an object to him. But anyway, I like the spirited back and forth. We have fun here. You and I, yeah. The banter.
I'm just saying,
is fun.
I tend to be with a dream team. I tend to be new stuff is better. But I've been on this thing now for 2 or 3 years. AAU basketball, Steve Kerr acknowledges it. It's not helping our domestic product.
I don't disagree with that. I don't think anyone does.
And if you take out, you know, guys that played on high school basketball teams like Steph Curry and LeBron James, you take out the old school guys. This Paris team is an AAU team.
That's fine, but Kevin Durant, LeBron, and Curry are on the team.
Yeah, but I'm saying take the old guys off. I mean, LeBron certainly doesn't have to play. He's been talked into playing.
He wants to play.
He'll sell shoes. I get why guys go to the Olympics.
By the way, do you know that the Canadian basketball team has more NBA guys that were in the entire 92 Olympics outside of Team USA? That's how stacked the world is. Now, we can thank the 92 Dream Team for that. But go look at the Canada roster. 8 NBA players on that team.
Yeah.
I mean, the world is way better at basketball. Go look at their player efficiency in the NBA
this
year.
And we're way worse.
Well,
it's a convergence of things.
The league is better, way better.
We're more talented.
Yes, the younger American basketball players are taking longer to pop. It's not a great thing, but listen, capitalism, right? You have kids who play youth sports. when you can rent a gym and have games going around the clock and make a lot of money?
Yeah, make
you're gonna
a
do
lot
that?
Of,
why would you run a practice when you could play six games in a day?
Oh, practice. Yeah, practice doesn't mean anything.
No, it does.
You know where it does? In Lithuania.
In Serbia.
Yeah. By the way, those players come over here. They've been skilled.
Honed
their skill, not just playing games with their buddies.
I don't disagree with any.
Hey,
I
but
agree
you make
with
a lot of money with AU. Tony Tracksuit makes a lot of money. Never get like real grown up coaching high school or college.
No, you're
not
you're
getting 100%. In the G League.
But what is the solution, Colin? Let's hear the solution. We know the problem. Fix it.
Oh, I've got a lot of those. I don't have enough time.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course.
At home, they call me Mr. Solution.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ, and the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued is one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
He's a quarterback consultant, the founder of the Quarterback Summit, training quarterback draft prospects since 2014. It's Jordan Palmer. He's worked with Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and Trevor Lawrence. So, you know, a lot of this stuff, I was saying about J.J. McCarthy, that if you look at the last 10 drafts, we have 12 quarterbacks that I would view as a substantial hit. The higher end is Mahomes. The lower end could be maybe a Dak, but still very, very, very good player, a hit. And the only common thread, it's not the school they went to, it's not the size, the common hit is They came out and they did one of two things in college. They either elevated pretty average teammates, or they were on a stack roster and put up cartoon numbers. Hurts, Kyler, Burrow. With J.J. McCarthy, he got the stacked roster and wasn't wildly productive. And that worries me a little when I go back to the last 10 drafts, is that, you know, Burrow had a stacked roster. He got 65 touchdowns, which in the SEC doesn't even make sense. It's like a video game. Should I be a little concerned that they didn't ask him to kind of carry him? And in the NFL, I mean, Jordan, that's kind of the game for a young quarterback, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I think what I'm about to say has nothing to do with JJ. It's not his fault. In fact, he's the defending national champion and just went 15-0. But, you know, before each game at Michigan, when, you know, Harbaugh's hitting his pads and all that stuff in pregame, yeah. There was an understanding that they were going to rush for 250 yards that day. And that the defense wasn't going to stop them on the ground. And this is not his fault, right? He's part of a great organization. He was a big part of that run game. There's a lot of run checks that fall on him. There's his threat as a runner that creates advantages for Blake Corum and other runners. So it's actually, he's a part of why it happened. I wouldn't fault somebody on not having the video game numbers if they weren't asked to. Now, had we seen games where they asked him to throw it 40 times and he just completed half of them and threw two picks, then that'd be different. That never happened. And so, unfortunately, when you're drafting anybody at the top, you have to make assumptions because we can't see how they were in the NFL, different than in free agency. We can literally look at how you stack up against NFL defenses. We can't do that in the draft. That's why it's an imperfect science. I heard some stat that 44%, I think, of this might be wrong, fact check me, but it was 44%, I think, of like the last top 10 picks in the last 10 years didn't pan out. So whatever that stat is where you go, oh man, there's a lot of busts, it's because people are making assumptions. And the biggest assumption that needs to be made with JJ is that in all 15 of those games, they knew they were going to run the ball right down their opponent's throat. And in the NFL, depending on your situation, there are quarterbacks who start every game of the season and they don't know until the second quarter if the run game is going to work today. And that's not an over-exaggeration. And so how you have to win in the league, we all say third down is the most important down in football and all that. I agree. But you're just not going to know. Lamar Jackson this next season will not know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the run game is going to work every single week. Like in warmups, he won't. And that's, we'd all argue, is the best run game in the league. And so that's the big hurdle. We know how he can play against competition because he won a national title and he played in the Big Ten and, you know, and has played at a really high level consistently since he stepped foot on campus. But that's the biggest assumption that teams, whoever's going to draft, you know, trade up or take him, is making an assumption that this guy can play if the game's on his shoulders to win it in the air.
So the ACC has been down for several years, and Drake May was really inconsistent in that very average conference. Whereas a Bo Nix and a Michael Penix were wildly consistent in maybe the best Pac-12 I've seen in 15 years. And so I look at Drake May and I'm like, man, even in his pro day, I'm like, should I be worried about that? Or is he just a developing player with great traits who will figure it out? What do you think, Jordan?
Every single guy that we're going to talk about today and fast forward the last years of you and I talking about the draft picks is a developmental guy. Caleb Williams is a developmental guy. Yeah. These guys are transitioning from, I'll put air quotes, amateur to professional football. It's a new sport. There's different rules. There's different things on the line. You're asked to do things different. Your week is different. I literally, in my pitch deck, if I sit down and pitch a guy for draft prop, I literally have all the things that are new. You know, new coverages, new team, new city, new responsibility. There's a lot of newness that comes. So before I dive into this, they're all in a developmental stage. Okay. And nobody's a finished product. But what I would say with Drake is, for me, this is 100% a when, not an if. He is absolutely, I think, has all of the physical and then the mental, his emotional makeup. If you get the chance to spend time with this guy, Colin, you are going to, he's going to be one of your favorite guys. Just knowing you and knowing how, you know, what you like and don't like, and some of the players that you like that other people don't, you would love this dude. He's very Philip Rivers in the room. Great energy, great aura around him. Now, on the physical side, mechanics, I do think there's things to clean up. There's things on in Caleb and other people's games as well. So this is 100% the fit. Is he asked to start right away in a terrible situation? I think it could go poorly this first year.
Yeah.
Is he able to learn? And I know we all want to say they all want to sit and learn. But is this guy able to really truly develop? Is there a developmental plan in place for him? And the majority of throws that quarterbacks make are uncontested. So think about it like this. In basketball, there's really three types of shots. There's an uncontested shot. Yeah. You come off a screen, you're wide open, you shoot it. There's a contested shot, right? You got to go, somebody's hand in your face. And then you turn a contested shot into an uncontested shot. So that's what a step back is. That's what a fadeaway is. I think it's the same thing for quarterbacks. You drop back, quick game, bubble screens, clean pocket. That's an uncontested throw. Now every quarterback also has to make a determination that they're willing to step into a throw when they know they're going to get hit. Guys that we're going to talk about today are all past that. And then there's the subtle movements where you turn an uncontested throw into, or I'm sorry, a contested throw into an uncontested throw. And when guys are inconsistent in their movements, that's where a lot of misses happen on some really good players on Sundays even. And I have a lot of inbound clients right now of guys who play on Sundays because of that methodology and that idea that how do I turn every throw into an uncontested one? And how do I make sure that I repeat those patterns? For me, it's a matter of time with Drake until he's able to do that consistently. And when he does, he's got so much of the other stuff that somebody's definitely going to find their franchise guy in Drake May.
So one of the criticisms I've heard with Michael Penix, and I understand your last game gets magnified, but people said, yeah, we liked him. But when he faced Michigan, and I think, timeout, they had 18 pros. Washington had six. Let's slow down. Michigan was way better, and Washington was good, but they didn't have the same number of athletes. The second thing I hear is, well, he doesn't throw the ball well underneath. And my take is, I'd rather have a guy that can throw a deep ball. I'll teach the drag route to. If you can't throw it deep in windy weather, Tua, I'm not getting it from you. So the Penix stuff, sometimes I'm like, boy, are we just crushing the kid on losing to Michigan? Ohio State, C.J. Stroud didn't beat Michigan. What are we talking about? Where do you land on Penix as a prospect?
I really like Penix's game. One of the things you'll hear consistently is I go around, do pro days and talk to coaches. It's pretty unanimous that he's got unique arm talent.
Yeah.
And unique in terms of the best or the second best in this class, one of the best in a lot of classes. It just looks different coming out of his hand.
It does.
And you're spot on. I mean, the amount of times that they push the ball down the field. Now, I will say Oregon and Washington did a fantastic job from a schematic standpoint of number one or number two in the progression being open a lot. You can't fault the quarterback on that.
Yeah.
But they, when you look at Bo Nix's completion percentage, the numbers that both of them put up, number one and number two, these wheel routes, these sail routes, these fades, these slot fades, these were highly thrown balls. But I don't care if you're throwing to Rome, Odunze or not, the ball's hitting these guys in the face, and it's right on the money. I love Penix's game. The only real question marks, and I'm not in a position to have an answer on it, is, you know, he's had multiple injuries, but then he went and played two healthy seasons. And so I think that's the biggest thing that teams are going to go through is the age, the injuries. Now, injuries your last two seasons is very different than injuries before two healthy seasons.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be factored in. But number one and number two in Washington and Oregon's offense, they did a fantastic job of scheming those guys open. But it's not a knock on Michael Penix Jr. because he still delivered the ball accurately. And in terms of losing to Michigan, one of the things you get when you're at Michigan and you enter the playoffs is you've already played a game that's the same magnitude as a playoff game. That Michigan-Ohio State game is damn near a playoff game. It's the same atmosphere. It's the same prep. It's the same pressure. Losing to Ohio State when you're Michigan or vice versa is kind of like getting knocked out of the playoffs the first round.
Yeah.
So there's the same amount on the line. So I just look at an organization in Michigan who had an extra game of that magnitude. As good as Washington, Oregon was when they played each other this year, it wasn't the same magnitude.
Finally, and we're listening, you're listening on radio to Jordan Palmer, founder of Quarterback Summit, that it really is the go-to place in America. If you're a quarterback, the teaching is remarkable. Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and we've leaned on him for years. So, I'm going to go back. Years ago, I had the great honor to interview on the air a president. President Obama. And I remember asking him a question I said, you're the first president who has dealt with social media and the vulgarity and the vile nature of it. And I just asked, what is that like? I mean, Jimmy Carter, Reagan, Clinton, nobody dealt with that nonsense. And we talked about that. And I always think about this. The first to deal with anything is different. Caleb Williams is 21, 22, 23 years old. He's the first NIL superstar. He's the first $5 million college athlete. And I'm like, did he show some personality? Did he? I mean, in college, I was scrambling for a $5 bill to buy pizza. He's making millions of dollars on things. And so some of the criticisms are, well, he's kind of got an edge. He's kind of cocky. And I'm like, well, if I was 22 and had $4 million from United Airlines, and do you look at that? Some of the players and Caleb Williams' criticisms, he's very emotional, got a little attitude. Do you just think that's who he is? Does NIL account for that? What do you make of those criticisms?
I don't make anything of the criticisms because it's really just people's opinions. And the word, the definition of the word opinion is fact or information about somebody, not necessarily based on fact or knowledge, right? Right. I actually talk at my QB Summit camps a lot of about this concept of fear of other people's opinions and what we can do with it. I just think Caleb's built to handle it and actually steps into it. I've been around him since high school. When you're the number one recruit in the country and the Elite 11 MVP and choosing which school you want to go to and all the hype, that actually does prepare you for stardom. And when you're in high school, I think I've talked about this with you before, and you go to a 7-on-7 tournament and you're the number one kid, everybody's like trying to pick you off. And when they do, it's going to go on social media. So at 16, 17, it really prepares you for the stardom of being the face, not of USC, but the face of college football, which is what he was for the last 2 years. And not the first quarterback to be the face of college football. But it prepares you for that. And then if you look at the money that he's made, whatever that actual number is, and the pressure of winning a Heisman and coming back the next year, even though your team's not that great and it's really hard to repeat. And, you know, they didn't win the conference. And it wasn't all – it's not like he just went undefeated and won the championships both years. There was some failure. There was some – they didn't win these games. They couldn't beat Utah. So he had to deal with success and adversity. And there might be things that he's done that people don't like. They may not like the nail polish or the phone or whatever. But I think these things are irrelevant because what you really want is somebody who can step in to the arena that is number one pick franchise quarterback and all the scrutiny and all the love and all the attention that comes with it, who actually wants it and actually can welcome it and has a process and a couple of years of dealing with it. The concern when you take somebody from a small school, from a 1 year in the, you know, in college football, which we've seen Mitch Trubisky only start 12 or 13 games. Anthony Richardson didn't start a ton of games. We've seen a lot of guys look at the way that it's played out with Trey Lance, right? Small school, not a lot of game. You're assuming they can take on all this other stuff that comes with the position. And I think with Caleb, the magnitude of his brand going back to high school and how he's handled it every single year, I think the Bears, if they take him at one, are going to know exactly what they're going to get. And I was a Bear, and I went to the Bears from Jacksonville. And it went from being three people interviewing you to 200 people in the room. And I couldn't believe that those two teams were in the same league. It was such a different experience.
Yeah,
I'm not exaggerating. I think Caleb, uniquely, more so than most of these guys in the last few years, is built to handle that. That's the crown coming on. Like he's ready to handle it, and the Bears are going to know that.
You're so good at what you do. Quarterback consultant, quarterback summit, training draft prospects for now a decade of doing it. And that is a golf simulator in front of him. So if you think he's somewhere in the country where it's dusk, it's not. It's just a golf simulator, part of some company you're part of. What's that company again?
Yeah, Full Swing Golf Simulator, best in the business.
There you go. Good seeing you, my man. As always, great work.
Thanks for having me.
Jordan Palmer. That's a great way of putting it. Like he is some guy, like you take these small, like Carson Wentz was a small school guy. You got him to Philadelphia, which is the loudest city in the country. And it's 800 people at every press conference. And it was like, whoa, it's a lot to deal with. Some people are, you know, and here was Carson West, small town guy, liked to hunt and fish. All of a sudden, Philadelphia media is just coming fangs. They're coming after you. J-Mac used to be in that Philadelphia media. These are not good people.
I was in the burbs I was part of the Philadelphia media enough that I got to play in a pickup media game at the Sixers, whatever it's called, Spectrum.
But it's
Arena.
A different ball game. Carson went small town to that.
He could not handle it. It's okay to say that. Like, you know, he wasn't ready for it.
Brock Purdy, San Francisco media is ready for it. Bring it on.
Look at you saying something nice about Brock Purdy. Wow.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.